everyone, and welcome to some more Know Your Wrestling. It's me here, Mark Sylvester, and welcome today, guys, to another edition of the WrestleMania Watch-Alongs. Now, what the WrestleMania Watch-Alongs is, it's where I do a watch-along of the best or most important match for that particular year's WrestleMania. And so then, guys, for today's WrestleMania, it'll be WrestleMania 3. WrestleMania 3 was held on March the 29th, 1987. And for the film, song, and game of that particular time, the number one films in the UK were The Colour of Money, and in the US, it was Blind Date. Now, for the songs, in the UK, it was Respectable by Mel and Kim, and the US, it was The Living Years by Mike and the Mechanics. And now, for the game, even though I've only been able to get the UK one, but more for the UK one, it's to do with the whole entire year, it was Outrun. And for the US, I couldn't find it, so that's only why I was able to find it in this one. So hopefully more when it comes to the late, 90s, 2000s, etc. I'll be able to find more of that particular time, what the games were for the UK and the US. And so then, guys, for WrestleMania 3's watch-along match, I'm going to be doing a watch-along of a classic match, one of the true goats from WrestleMania's history. And this will be the match between Ricky Steamboat versus Macho Man Randy Savage for the World Wrestling Federation Intercontinental Championship.
The Macho Man, now, get him down from there, from the top row, down home. Steamboat's grabbing his throat. What, he's got the bell. Whoa. Can't breathe.
Gene, I'm amazed at the man's recuperative abilities. He's had an amazing recovery at this point from his initial injuries.
I think a lot of that is due to the tremendous heart of Ricky Steamboat and certainly the phenomenal physical condition that he is in.
From Hawaii, weighing 237 pounds, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
This is horrible, McMahon. This is kidnapping, and Steamboat's a part of it. This is conspiracy and kidnapping.
At least she's in the arms of someone who cares for her. George the Animal Steel, with two arms full of the lovely Elizabeth. The Macho Man, just getting himself together, and he's going to look around and not find Elizabeth. Steamboat, returning to the ring after suffering a crushed larynx from the hands of the Macho Man, Randy Savage, some time ago. And Steamboat just wants to have right at it.
Now then, guys, if you're on the network or the Peacock or wherever you find WrestleMania 3, make sure you go on to WrestleMania 3 itself, and you need to be on at 1 hour and 43 minutes and 31 seconds. And at the count of 3, we'll begin. So in 1, 2, 3, let's go. And you can hear Pop and Circumstances playing as well, like the classic Macho Man theme tune, which is so, so cool. Because even though I know it from other different things, like they've used it for different things like graduations, and they use it quite a lot in the UK and stuff, I always picture this song as being the Macho Man theme tune, and I love it as well here. You can see the Macho Man and Miss Elizabeth coming out in the amazing little ring that they came out to. They used these at WrestleMania 3 and 6. I kind of wish sometimes they would bring it back, because it just adds so much more coolness as well. I know they used it as well at the Royal Rumble 2017 as well, but I think for me it's always the best where it was at WrestleMania. It was like its own little small ring here as well, which is so, so cool. And you can hear as well actually a lot more of the theme tune normally, because normally with Macho Man usually comes out a lot more earlier and stuff. It's just so, so cool just to like hear this amazing music. And you can hear as well the theme tune replaying again as well. And it's quite interesting actually watching this version compared to the Silver Vision one. Where on Silver Vision, because it was from the Coliseum Home Video, the American release, and they then put it over here for the UK. It's quite interesting to kind of like see and hear like the different ways it was done and stuff. Like, I don't remember all of this like proper like entrances and stuff at all. Where to me, it was just pretty much a quick thing, and then the match, and then you really did the entrances for like Hulk Hogan, etc., to kind of, because they were worried about the size of the VHS and stuff as well too. And you can see here as well Ricky the Dragon Steamboat giving a good promo. Oh, and here comes Ricky Dragon Steamboat to big ovation, and he's along with Georgie the Animal Steel. And the really cool thing about Ricky Dragon Steamboat as well too is the fact that he's the only wrestler to have never have turned heel. Another fact as well, because of how big this entire stadium is, because it held for this event like over 80,000-90,000 people, that they have all these different like Titantrons around the top of the ring so people can actually like watch the match if they can't see it from where they're sat. Then at least that way they can actually see it properly. And you can see here as well the proper use of all sides of the ring, having the apron with the WrestleMania 3 logo on it and stuff. And you can see it's a lot more bigger now, where for the previous year it was quite small. It was about half the size of it, and it was only used on a couple of them and stuff. And then this one, you got it on all of them. And you can see just the pomp and circumstance of the fact that it was in such a big arena. You can see the logo. You can actually see the proper way that they were using the titles of who they are. I know they didn't have the whole thing where they have the actual like logo on it like they would have later on. We have WrestleMania 17. They have it each different thing, which is really cool here. And it also, as well, at this point too, are you showing the number? Like they're doing it in Roman numerals, where beforehand it was always... like the number, like WrestleMania 2 was number 2. With this one, it was III, which is 3 in Roman numerals. And I really like that. And that's how, for me, I was able to understand and know what Roman numerals are because of wrestling. So it's just so, so cool. And I love the fact as well that they're building up the match and they're telling you about why, like, this is so important, why Ricky Steamboat wants Randy Savage, why this is such a big blood feud and that kind of thing as well. It's just so, so good. Ooh, another lovely arm drag. So good. Oh, you can see that the big choke there around the throat, because obviously he wants to show the damage to what Randy Savage did to him as well. That's why I love these kind of matches, because you have that such amazing like blood feud, like you have the blood feud in the match and stuff, and you have the wrestlers hating each other and everything else as well. It's just so, so cool. Ooh. Because you can tell as well that a really great commentary here by Gorilla Monsoon mentioned the fact that he wants to beat Randy Savage, because if he beats him by count out or disqualification, or if he loses by those two things, he won't win the title. He has to beat Macho Man by pinfall submission to win it. Or look at that big elbow there by Macho Man. Insane and amazing. And you can hear the crowd chanting for Steamboat there, and Steamboat moved out of the way. Beautiful move there by Steamboat. Love it. Oh, look at that. Oh, that's a beautiful move there by Steamboat. Steamboat's insanely good. I love Steamboat. He's such a good wrestler. One of my favourites of all time. Oh, look at that. And then it was insane as well when he came back in 2009 and just showed us how good he still was. Even like 20 plus years later after this match is insane. Oh, that big stomp there on the ground. I love that as well. They mentioned as well the amazing shots as well. I do love the cinematography in these matches. Like you can see Macho Man selling the arm from the punishment that he was put through under the moves there by Ricky Steamboat. Such great selling. Oh, I'm just throwing over the top there. That was hugely with that big throw there. You could hear the fans booing because they're like, boo, can't believe he's doing this to Ricky Steamboat and stuff. Oh, big kick there as well. And you could hear there, George Animal still, you know, pointing and moaning at Macho Man. Oh, beautiful big elbow there to the throat there. And you can see that amazing selling as well by Ricky Steamboat, selling the punishment and the pain that he had from, you know, the reason why he was out for so long when he got given the axe handle with his neck on top of the guardrail. Insane. Oh, right on the floor. You can hear this, the crowd booing. You can see Elizabeth there watching on, seeing what's happening in the ring and stuff. You can see Macho Man picking up Ricky Steamboat. Oh, beautiful move there by Randy. Beautiful move. Oh, and another big elbow there by Macho. And a big pin. Oh, and a kick out by Ricky Steamboat. Oh, beautiful. You can see this amazing psychology there by Macho Man going after Ricky Steamboat's neck continuously, because obviously Ricky Steamboat's selling the amazing effect from their massive angle, but also just showing the great technical know-how and stuff of Macho Man. And you can see here Ricky Steamboat firing back up, and you can hear the crowd just cheer and cheer and cheer. It's just so bad. It's just too bad he was never a world champion in WWF. I'm just glad he was a world champion in the NWA WCW, because he deserves it, man. Ricky Steamboat is amazing. He's such a good babyface. And you can see Ebner try to release him, but you can see Macho Man going after him again. Ooh, reversed it again. And I love, oh, look at that splash. And a beautiful arm drag there. Going after Macho's arm again. Nope, reversal. Oh, and a big elbow there. Oh, lovely kick out. This match is so good. If you just see this, the speed, it's insane. You can hear Grinamonsu. Oh, and a big kick right at the back of Steamboat there. Oh, man, you can hear there Grinamonsu putting over just the speed and the technical elegance of this as well too. It's insane. Oh, there you go, look at that. Skim the cat. Oh, and over the top rope there with that massive clothesline. And you can see here as well on the ground, you got the ring mats around the whole ring. And then from this match they added them all into all the other pay-per-views and WrestleManias since this. And you can see there the amazing shot of the classic IC belt. Where it actually had the WWF logo in red. And then, oh, look at that, sliding across the table there and into the front of the crowd. Look at that, into the front row. Holy shit. And you can see there Macho Man be like, wait, wait. And you can see here George Animal still helping to pick up Ricky Steamboat. And you could see, I love that, Jesse Ventura like moaning about what's happened, why George Animal still is picking up Ricky Steamboat, but then it's kind of like, he's a friend, it's a bit different. And you can see the referee reprimanding there. Oh, and he got thrown out the top rope again, over the top rope. Bloody hell, Ricky Steamboat's been thrown a lot in this match. And it's hilarious. Oh, here we go. high top. Oh, and the big axe. Oh, double axe elbow to the back of Ricky Steamboat's head. Look at that. Jesus. It's quite interesting as well, because even though it's a face doing it, it's kind of different, where it's a bit like Gunnar Monsoon. It's kind of like, yeah, he's his friend. Of course he's going to help him. And it's quite funny where if it's the shoes near a foot, Gunnar Monsoon would have been moaning about that. So it's quite interesting, the dynamic of the commentary as well too. I love this. I love it. So, so good. What are we going to go here? Oh, beautiful. And a big elbow there, right to the cranium of Ricky Steamboat. Oh, and another big elbow there as well. Oh, and a kick out. And you can hear the crowd cheering there for Ricky Steamboat. Oh, here we go. Oh, that's such a beautiful electric sling like shot there, though. Such an amazing move. I love that move so much. So, so good. Oh, lovely atomic drop there. Oh, lovely suplex there. I love it as well, they're putting over the guts of Ricky Steamboat, they're putting over the Macho Man, the fact that he's using all these different moves and hitting everything besides the kitchen sink as well. Oh, beautiful gut-wrench suplex there. And I love that as well too, the way that Macho Man, after giving the gut-wrench suplex, went straight into the pin as well. Beautiful, beautiful stuff by the Macho Man. Moot. Oh, a beautiful chop. Ah, oh, look at that. Oh, and some more chops. Oh, he put his head down and he got caught. Oh, a lot of the big baddie drop there. Just the crowd going insane. It's so good. You can just hear the crowd just with the cheer and stuff. And you can see the great selling of Ricky Steamboat. The exhaustion on his face just going through. You can see the Macho Man as well selling it too. These guys just are just top of their craft, insanely good. So, so fucking good. I love it. Oh. Rams him right into the side there, the apron there. What's going to happen here? Oh, lovely. And the knife edge chop from the rope there. The way that he was able to... Oh, on the foot on the rope, foot on the rope. And you can see Ricky Steamboat being clever enough to figure it out that actually happens. Oh, what a lovely, lovely chop. But the thing I love the most about that amazing move is the fact that Ricky Steamboat was able to jump over a referee to do it as well too. It was just insane. The man's athleticism and just everything else about this man as well too is just so, so good. Oh, look at that. And you can see the referee wrap him on in there, Ricky Steamboat, be like, nope. You know, let him get back into the ring, get back into the ring. You can see Ricky Steamboat there coming out. Macho Man back in the ring, Ricky Steamboat coming through. Oh, beautiful shoulder block there. Something for what's going to happen? A lower arm? No? Oh, yes, he did a pin. Oh, the two count. Beautiful move. And a schoolboy? Nope. And you could even see as well the referee getting knackered for this match as well. He's just like being like, what? Two, it's like, nope. And you can see this, he'd be like, oh, fucking hell. Like, two. Here we go. Oh, and a two there as well. Crowd thought that was the end of that match. Big power slam there by Ricky. Ooh. I love that as well, that the commentary put over the fact that where he got hit there as well too. Oh, insane. Oh no. Tights, got the tights. Oh. A But that's why you could hear them putting over the fact that Hebner, they think, is counting slow, but no, he's not. Even though he went at the same speed as the other. Oh! Shoulder right into the steel post there. Bloody hell. Yes, he is. Oh, reversal. Oh, right to the referee. And the referee's down. Oh, beautiful clothesline there. I love that. I love the fact as well that they're actually putting over the referee and being like, oh, referee Hebner's out. Ah, oh, here we go. And the Macho Man elbow. Oh, beautiful. I love the fact they're like, where's that referee, even though he's knocked out cold. See Macho Man trying to pick him up to get him ready again. And Macho's go, nope, what's Macho going for now? Ah, oh, the ring bell. Shoved the timekeeper into the rail there. Oh, you can see him with the timekeeper's belt. You can see there, George Animal still stealing it away. Oh, and he just hits the Animal Steel. Oh, and then he just shoved Randy Savage off the top rope there. You can hear the crowd going insane because of what just happened. Oh, here we go. Small package. One, two, three. And we got a new champion. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. And the cool thing about it as well, too, is you can actually... Oh, okay, it is. It's still on the wires then at this time. It must have been WrestleMania 4 they didn't have the wire anymore at the bottom of the microphone. You could hear there as well the referee talking to Ricky Steamboat. You could, Randy Savage, sorry. You can see Ricky Steamboat getting put into the cart with George Animal Steel. So, so good, man. Amazing stuff. Truly amazing. You can see both of them. You can hear there as well, miscarriage of justice because of the fact that George Animal still pushed Ricky Steamboat off of the top of the top of the rope and stuff because he was going to use the ring bell against Ricky Steamboat to put him out again like he did before with the guardrail, etc. And you can see the replay here as well, what happened at the end of the match. There we go, look at that. Oh, beautiful small package there by Ricky Steamboat for the one, the two, and the three. And you can see the crowd go insane because they are the new champion. You can see Macho Man and Elizabeth then heading towards the back as well. You can see Macho Man distraught because of the fact he lost his title. And you could, like, hear that them talking about how he's so despondent and distraught about losing the title. And yeah, talk about a great, great match. And so then, guys, what I'll probably give that match out of 5 would be 5 stars out of 5. I mean, that match was an absolute classic. I mean, that match for me is one of the all-time greatest matches ever. That match was just so, so good. Watching that match back, I can see why so many people laud this match as being one of the best matches ever. For me, it's one of the greatest matches of all-time WrestleMania in general. I'll probably put it in my top 5 matches of WrestleMania history. And even though, yes, there's been other matches throughout the 30 plus years since this match, it still holds up. I was still getting really excited. Even though I knew who won the match, I was still getting excited. I was still getting like, oh my God, this match is amazing. This match is so, so good. And it's one of those matches, guys, if you've never seen wrestling or want to watch wrestling and you want to see a match that when it is good, it shows why wrestling is the best. It shows why wrestling is the greatest thing in the entire world. then I'd recommend this match, because this match is just truly one of the greatest, one of the GOATs, and is the pinnacle of why WrestleMania is the Mecca, the Super Bowl, and the granddaddy of them all, why WrestleMania is WrestleMania. And that, my friends, was my watch along of WrestleMania Freeze, Ricky Steamboat versus Randy Savage. Let me know, guys, in the comments below what your thoughts are about this match and how you think it compares to the other amazing matches from WrestleMania's history, like how you think it compares to Michaels versus Taker from WrestleMania 25 and 26, or even Austin versus Hart WrestleMania 13, and many more. I'd love to hear you guys think. And also as well, guys, please don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to Know Your Wrestling. This has been Know Your Wrestling, guys. I have been your amazing host, as always, Mark Sylvester. And don't forget, guys, to take care and always remember, it's WrestleMania.